This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Let's play our very final round for the year. This is called Friday Cry Day.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
Yeah. How about that? We've had 52 weeks. Not really. I don't know. We've had a lot of weeks of tears for you this year. And thank you, Jessica. Let's clap for Jessica Dutra and all the tears.
Let's clap for tears.
A year of tears we've had for you this year. And we thank Jess for her hard work and
crying.
For bringing you this game. Thanks, Jess.
You're welcome.
Maybe you're new to this. Jess, this is my friend Jess. She's a very emotional person, and we play this game every Friday. It's called Friday Cry-Day. What Jess is going to do is present to you three stories of why she may have cried as an emotional person this week. Now, two of these stories are going to not be the real reason of why she cried. Only one of them will be, okay? And you're going to try to figure out which one of these was the real cry. So, sit back, relax, enjoy the tears, ladies and gentlemen, as Jess presents to you Friday Cry-Day. We'll start with story number one.
Story number one. So, I got my hair done this week. Life-changing. But I was there for a long time, y'all. I literally was there for almost, like, 5 hours.
For what?
To get my hair done.
But for what?
Because art takes time.
No, I got
Cassidy
it.
Cassidy takes her job very seriously, and I was there for a long time.
God.
And as also too, like, and everyone knows this, if you and when you're in your salon chair, you're not just getting your hair done, it's also like a therapy session. So I felt like I was in a therapy session for like four and a half hours. We're like laughing, we're talking about serious things or whatever. And I was driving home and I was just thinking about just like how crazy it was and how thankful I was to meet my hairdresser, because I literally just found her randomly on Instagram 5 years ago.
But did you?
I did.
Or were you meant to meet?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I was crying, because I was like, what are the odds that I literally have come into contact with this girl who lives, born and raised across the country from me?
Don't get me started.
Not only is she an incredibly talented hairstylist, but I feel like I was meant to know her.
Yeah.
And I was just crying.
Were you changed for good?
I was changed for good.
See, I wrapped that in there, y'all.
That was good.
Jess loves Wicked, so I did that one
for
her.
For Cass.
Story number two.
So because I was getting my hair done for all hours of the day, I didn't get home till like almost 7 o'clock at night. And I was kind of stressed out because I make dinner for us during the week. And I was like, crap, what am I going to do? I kind of didn't plan for this. And that messes up not only my schedule, but Garage Boy's schedule, because he also wakes up early. So I was coming in hot when I walked into the door thinking I was going to have to like put something together and stuff. And when I walked in, my husband had on all of the Christmas lights, my snow globe was playing its music, and he already had the Grinch on the TV ready to watch for us to have dinner, and he already had everything there. And I started crying because not only did I not feel ugly anymore since I just got my hair done, I felt seen by my husband because he just had our back that day.
Beautiful and seen.
Beautiful and seen.
Story number three.
Story number three. Before I say this, I want everyone to know I understand how ridiculous and dumb this is, okay?
Wait. Be quiet. Go ahead, sorry.
So, unfortunately, Santa did not get Kramer. His whatever he asked for.
Whatever
Santa,
it was, yeah.
Whatever.
He did not.
Yeah, he did not get that from Santa. However, so yesterday I was trying to post something on Instagram, and my Instagram account has been very temperamental for the last couple of months.
It's this one. Whatever this is the correct.
And I, for some reason, like, I kept trying to post something, and it kept posting wrong where, like, a picture was missing or the music wasn't playing or whatever, so I kept having to archive it. And after, and you know when you're trying to do something and it won't work, it almost makes you manic.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of get, like, fixated on it. So you kept trying.
Yes.
Well, after I did this, I didn't realize until after the fact, every time I kept trying to post this, like, little mid-December photo dump, every person that I tagged in that got a notification.
Oh, no.
Did you see it? Did you see it? Is this true?
I didn't, but that's happened to me before.
So,
I'm so sorry.
It was like this overwhelming feeling of, like, shame and embarrassment that people actually saw,
like,
that I kept trying to do
again.
This like four separate times. And so now it's like, I don't know. I was just like,
it's that one.
I just started crying because I was like, what the hell?
That's the real cry for sure. What do you think, though? Is that when you choose the real cry? Let's talk to Malik over in Catonsville. What's up, Malik?
Hey, how are you?
We're good.
Hey, Malik.
What's the real cry, you think?
I think it's number three.
The Instagram post. I mean, I agree. If I had to go with one, I'd say it's definitely that one. Why'd you go with that one?
I would probably do the same thing.
You'd feel emotionally embarrassed over that one.
Yes,
go ahead.
I don't know. When you can't control it, it's like, what do I do?
You're like, oh my God, like, how many times did I post that? Jess, is that a real cry this week?
That was not the real cry. However, when I tell you I was spiraling, you know when Regina George at the end of Mean Girls and she finds out about the burn, like, she goes and gets burn book and she's screaming and ripping pages out? That was me yesterday, screaming,
like,
in my apartment.
Why?
I was
why
so mad. And I feel like a loser.
Yeah.
I feel like a loser.
A how many times did you post it, you think?
Four.
That's a lot.
But I archived them all.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what to do anymore.
That's a lot.
Watch me get blocked again.
Probably.
I don't know what's going
on. Yeah, Jessica got blocked on Instagram for a couple of days. It's weird. probably for stuff like that. Weird behavior.
But it's not weird behavior.
That's weirdo behavior.
It just wasn't posting
spamming.
Correctly.
You're spamming.
It's probably thinking. That's why it probably thinks I'm a spam
you're a spammer,
account.
Because you're a spammer. That's why. Thank you, Malik. Have a very happy holidays. We'll see you back here on the 5th, okay?
Christmas, Malik.
Love you.
Love you too.
See you. Happy New Year, too. Let's go to our next contestant. This is Hope in Abingdon. What's up, Hope?
Hello.
You got two stories left, story number one or story number two?
I think it was story number two.
Story number two was the one about the garage boy had dinner set up. There was a snow globe playing music. Why did you go with that one?
You know, to be seen is to be loved. Jess was coming home from the hair salon feeling beautiful, but then she was stressed thinking about dinner, and then to walk into all of that already being done, Christmas on full blast. I would have cried.
It's a solid guess. Jess, was that the real cry this week?
I definitely cried. I cried because I was like, I don't feel ugly anymore, and like, my snow globe is on. And then he had the Grinch playing, which
not
is
my
favorite
is
Christmas movie of all time.
Not my snow globe is on.
It was playing Christmas.
I just imagine,
music.
Like, y'all, when Jess starts like crying, it's like, she does. She'll be saying stuff like that too. She's like, oh man, my snow globe. Is
no,
on.
Truly,
like,
I walked in. I was like, are you serious? I say it.
Like, when she gets going, it's just like, it's
the
an
lights
adventure.
Are on, the tree was on,
gotta,
the garland was
you
on.
You just never know when it's going to be over. It's an adventure.
I
for
was
sure.
Cindy Lou Who.
Oh, boy. All right. Yeah.
Hope, we love you.
Hope.
Happy holidays.
No, I love you guys.
You're so sweet. Well, thank you for saying that. It's very sweet.
Thank you so much.
Y'all, and there you go. This Friday Cry-Day.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.